have to figure Chatzitzes, without telling you what's Ma'akiv, what is it? So after he goes on to do Kiddum Chatzitzes, exactly how to take care of the Chatzitzes, the Pula. The Mekor for this is Ezra HaSoifer is Mesakin 10 Tekonos to Klai Yisrael. One of the Tekonos the Gemara says is that Isha should be Choytefet V'Tefela, should be Choytef and do a Tefillah. The Gemara in Baba Kama Dachnebeis is the Kasha. How can you say it's a Tekono from Ezra, the Maestro, it's a Dinda Reiso, we got a posse for it. The Gemara's Maskona is that the Iyun Shaboy, to make sure there's nothing loose there, nothing gets stuck together, the Iyun is a Reiso. Mashen Gim the Chafifo, Chafifo itself is the case that Ezra was Mesakim. Now, what does it mean, the Chafifo? It's Machol Yishoyim, the Beis Yosef is very clear, he's Marach over in this aspect. It means at least 10 Yishoyim that say the Chafifo means Dafka, the Cyrus, Tayshim, that's some of all the other Rishonim, that means to do Chafifo, meaning to wash the hair, and some of the Rishonim might have even to comb the hair. That's Nichol of the Konos of Ezra. Masha Enkein, Shitas Rashi, which again Rashi and Baba Kama does not seem to be that way. However, Rashi, how the Rabbeinu Shmayo or Shmaryo or Masavitri, which is for all three of the same person, all quote from Rashi. The Rashi Shita is that Chafifo is Nichol, you have to not lav dafka saris, even your whole entire, you have to wash your whole entire body. That's also how the Rashbam, which I'm Zeru the way, also holds that way. So it comes out, Machloek Yishoinim, what is Ezra's HaSeifer's Takona? Was his Takona Chafifa to wash his hair and also sometimes the comb? Or was the Takona to wash the whole entire body? Rav Yishoinim, again, hold the Lochid, Ikka Basaris, Nafka the hair, and not more than that. So it comes out, the rice is the Eon, as our Seifer is the Sakhi to wash the hair, but Ikka Kondi Rav Yishoinim. Is a Gemara by us, a third man Malkum, and that's some Vovam Beis. The Gemara discusses by your Kumteha, by your Kvitas, your Beis Historim, that what do you have to do? You have to Hatocho, you have to do Madicho, you have to wash it. Very well, affecting Gemara, I the Meister, what does that to get there? The Gemara says, true, what does that to get there? That's the Royal Abias Maim. And Royal Abias, Aim Bilo Makemis. So we have a third Gemara, a third man Malkum, there from the Gemara, from Rava. The Rava says, you have to wash your Beis Hakamotu and Beis Historim. So the way the comes out. As of course the Rabbanon, yeah. See the Rabbanon. Question might be even better than the Rabbanon, a higher level of Rabbanon. What? I'm not sure, but they seem to give it a higher level. But, so they come out that if you go with Rav Yishoyim, then the Betzim, there are going to be four levels very clearly. The level that's the Raiso, Ian is in the Raiso. Because Ezra is to be to Chafifo, to Masariki here. A third level is what Rava says to do your Kamotim basis arm. And the fourth level, the Ran says, Rape, the Minigas Man, the Gemara is to do Hatochah, the whole entire body. Things rise from Minimus Gemara's. And the Minig was, either you can say Mitzad Rashi, but the Rishonim, even those who argue and Rashi say that true Rashi holds the Chi Mitzad, there was a Tikkun Mitzad Ezra. The Rishonim argue, the Ran on the Rashi and others, but they say the Minig already in this Man, the Gemara was to wash your whole entire body. So it comes out there basically four levels again. There's a level, the Raiso, there's the Ezo, there's Ravo, and there's the Minig. Halacha makes a difference. We might do all four. Either Rishon you're going with, the Maisa comes out, the Nogal Maisa is that we do Hadacha on the whole entire body. Now, in Inam Chafifo, simply means you have to, we comb our hair, we wash our hair. Place can say, if you just comb your hair without making it wet, we'll not do a good enough job. And we not nichol inam chafifu, we not mekam to the kono. You have to make sure first it's wet, then comb your hair. And pashas, because it doesn't come out that well, the knot, so we're trying to get out with the stick. You have to make sure first it's wet. Now they do discuss what nichol the gedder of here. Here means your body. Those shocks that are clear from your shoinim, lads after your head, means even your armpits, or base of erev and other places. They do discuss what about your eyelids and on your eyebrows. In Chochmas Adam Matei, also Nichol Inam Chafifo, they have to separate. Fine, those one mafaktik upon it. The Shiloh, the Maisi, you have to make sure they're not stuck together, and you should separate them if there's a problem over there. Now, we're coming out over here, that there again, there are four different Yonim. The first Inam Derais is the Iyon, the second Inam is Chafifo. Do you have to do both, or one is Nichol in the other? So the Taz over here is very clear. The Taz says to Gondal that once we have the Inam Chafifo, Chafifa takes care of the Inyan of Iyon, because when you do Chafifa, you're combing and brushing, you're trying to make sure there's nothing there. Now, there is a Siddur Taira on this Taz, the Shalav is arguing, not the Bada one says arguing, however, the Pashas That's what the Mara Karin also. Before there's no machlokes over here. They're just saying, both in the Taz and the Tara is saying, when you do your chafifa, when you're combing and you're checking, you're washing, the whole chafifa of washing your whole entire body, that's nichle in of badika. You don't have to do a second aspect afterwards. You have to wash your whole body with soap and water, rinse it well, and then check afterwards. If you're washing and you're doing a very good job, then that aspect itself, that's what you're doing. You're washing yourself off from dirt, making sure there's no dirt. So why check afterwards? Before, in any chafifa of the pashas, is nichlum in and of eon, and therefore you have to do an eon afterwards. Again, we go to the mitzvah, usually supposedly the Baal HaNitz checks you afterwards. Fine, it's a milo, they tell us to do it, make sure there's no problem. Before you yourself is good enough, you cannot see your back. The person can say, as long as you feel and wash it very well, very good, that before is enough. But he himself says that in the Peshan, the Taz is, since it's the back you can't see, it's Nichol Gad Amir Shein Amak. But he himself holds, he has a Kash with the Taz, says you, with the Kayat, says you touched the Bacham in the back. And he has I hold is a problem. He says, no, because since I can get to it, still Nichol Gad Amir Shein Amak. And therefore there's no Lacha. So he himself has a Kash right earlier and says, no problem with himself. So again, the Baal HaNitz do check, or they're supposed to check, depends who you're dealing with, what's going on over there. But the rules, as you ever see the rules that are there, usually they're supposed to check. They won't take care of the problem anyway, but before, every chafifa is nichol in of Iyun. Now, the Hogo in Klal Yisrael is to take a Mambatya, a bath. Now, the Pashim are clear. I got before, it sounds like Mahoch Yishayim. Some Yishayim say you have to wear in the water. Some Yishayim sound like this, that's good, to be too steep, or wash yourself, rinse yourself. The loch is cloth from the Mechab and all is that the loch is by Khatifa is dafka to take a shower. That means you can sip by your feet in the water and wash up the water over your head. That's ikka loch is mekalacha to do a shtifa. However, I'm hugging the fire soul, especially we live a rapkos and it's very easy and no problem. And even seen the days before, and then hugging was, if they can, to take an abatio. To sit in the water, now abatio will keep the shock means for an hour, they stand in for an hour. They advise if your skin gets very loose. Very soft, not inside for an hour, but the anoge is to sit in an hour, unless what? Chos mashal. What? At night. There an hour does not mean in the water an hour. It means with everything is an hour. You sit in there for long, whatever, half hour, whatever you want, with cutting nails, with combing, with everything, it means an hour. Fine. No, you can't clean yourself. You can't sit yourself in 10 minutes. Clean yourself in 10 minutes. You know, that's not it. You perhaps no. If you can take a bath for 10 minutes, you can finish in 20 minutes, right?
No.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get to the song. So I'm saying during the day, at least a half hour, at least. And at night, we'll go to a mashal of an hour. What? No, then how can you know? We don't have the Ari Shem, there is a smag. No, the Ari Shem bring down this concept, but where did it start from? All the swamps they bring down, I'll go with my interest, we go in the back here. What? No, they are. The Ari Shem to say, there's a smog, it says, there's a tumor, it says, it's sitting inside the water. Anyway, Steve, they say, sit inside the water. There's also the Indian of scabs washed off, puts me scabs. If you can, fine, but you take any smog to put on your 10 minutes also. Again, that hog is a badger. However, if you don't have, or they say you move beres and thank good and healthy for the child, or you're a choyla, right? Different cases that come along this one and say, Abad Allah is a shower. The loch is a shower. If you have no option, for example, your house doesn't have a ambatio, the mikvah is not offering it to you.
I say you're like the
master that
doesn't have a
bathtub,
kids
bathroom,
you have to go to the kids
bathroom, or you can use the
kids.
Why not use the kids?
Why not
So again, the Mahoga is an abati if you can. The Zeklam of every single sefer. However, every single sefer writes, if you cannot, for example, again, the Mubarak or Kadoimu, it's not healthy for the child. They say, if I did not, I'll lock this on the after a shower.
How long do you stand in the shower?
As long as it takes you to clean yourself.
A shower is 2 minutes
in that. No, it's shower. How long did the Erev Shabbos take to bring a shower? I know, you go to the mikvah, these guys are there for 10 minutes singing Rabba Dossi, I don't know. They're there, they need to clean themselves. Fine. Now there is a Pesachuv over here, which is really a quality for Kishailo, and really since we went through Kufs HaDeches and the gate over here, I'd like to discuss a little more Barichas. Shailo, what's the halacha by a topic? for sure being done, not the Behuda, that the Shkal says, let's say you did a Safik of your Ma'ayin to yourself, Eon. She said, Safik to Reis, Safik to Reis, Lachurmo. Safik to people, he wants to start to say, Chafif is only to come to Esra. They want to tell you, Safik to Abonon, Lekulo. Hell, they come along with Chumis. Now, Be'etem, when you learn the Lachur, the Safik to Abonon, any person, before they learn well your Deus, your Thomas Vexeko, Thomas Safik, it's him Kofiot, I think the cloud is very simple, it says, Gimon, Be'en, that's Gimon, Be'en. Safik to Abonon, Lekulo. Every day upon the kula, and therefore, and how it seems to be a lot of people are baked by lab drop on the sabda upon the kula. Now, we hear the pitzka true things down, the ikka is not true, and poor, there are really five problems by efiska upon them, by case of need of why it cannot be makel. One thing the pitzka true over here brings down from the night of Yehuda, that there's a klal, that sabda upon them can be makel only with nana chazaka, no chazka sister. Over here, she be'etem, we're not sure she did a chafifa, but my sister did a chazka sister, she was 100% odd to her husband. She comes along, she went to the mikvah, she comes out, she's not sure she did a chafifa. She has a chazka sister. The klal of the shach, not all the places can pass, can be ikur, is that the shach passes in the simple kufiyot, that a chazka sister, verse 8, sabda abono, we don't even ask her. So even though we have a klal of sabda abono kula, not verse a chazka sister. There are times, there is a chidush that argues, and there could be a taz that maybe argues, the taz maybe is crazier, it depends what the taz holds. There is a chidush that clearly argues, however, the place can go like the shach. Mishavua says, Mishach is chak mislaimuk against the shach, the loch is beik like the shach, because Keshu brings down over here, that we have a sovereign of bona versa chach, because yafi machmer. That means it comes out when you learn someone quits out of chach, the chach, the chach, the chach, not sure if chach, the chach, the chach, the chach, the chach, the chach, the Chaskisisa, you should have to be machmer. That's one reason why to be machmer by chasiso chafifo. A second reason. If you check some echo, it's not good enough. Chafifa is ma'akir. Now, chafifa is ma'akir. You have to tell me to chafifa. Then chafifa is, you have to be ma'akir. Sorry? The ma'akir is the rice? No, that's even without. No. Without. You did Eon. It says the Pesach Shuba over here. It says that if you did Eon, without Eon, some Eon, that the Vadev will be ma'akir. Well, that you did Eon, 100% Eon. Not sure if you did chafifa. He says, chafifa is, still won't be good enough.
Why is that true?
She checked her here, but she didn't have to even wash here. She didn't comb her here. That's not enough. You have to have people. If you come to Abana, you have to have people. Not Chafifa is ma'akif. No, Chafifa, you have to. If not, it's ma'akif. You have to do what Chom tell you to do. It's ma'akif. Yes, yeah. Because Chom is the second for you to go do it. There's no head to want to buy leave and do what you
do.
Fine, that was the reason, but now there's a kona that you have to do, and the kona was chayfefes v'tafeles, and each one not chayfefes can be toivel. That's what the kona. She might be tom, she may make a brach on a loot tefillah, she was not, she was not good with Rabbanon. No, fine, that will make me hold on like that. That'll be fine. Fine, that's one reason. A second reason says the Pesach Tshuva and the Yehuda is that there's a Gemara in Be'ah and Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet. The Gemara over there says that a person is a Safik, the Beitza was Nel Biyantif. Or in the case of Beitza was Nel Biyantif, it's mixing with 1,000 different eggs. Got mixing with other. Do you say it's bottle not? The Gemara says it's Nel Vishish Komatirim. And if it's Nel Biyantif, it's Mukso. The next day, tomorrow, the Beitza will be Mutter. Since it's Nel Vishish Komatirim, therefore it's going to be Mutter. So, be offer. Sorry? The tefillah is a good tefillah with the rice. And the abonim of the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Yeah, the cheskis is there beforehand. That was the rice with the tefillah. That's every sabbat abonim can say the same thing. There's no cheskis is the rice. So there's a cheskis is there here. Sorry? Oh no, before that you know, before it's only a drop on them. It would not be a vatal tefillah, I mean, you're not a need of the rice, so the kid's not a ben needle. No, they didn't do that. They didn't say it's not a bechala. Even the leekab one is a good tefillah. So again, coming on the piece that Juvan says, the second problem here, before that we're not going to make on something when you have an option to be machmir. Example here, what happens? You came back, and I'm sure the chafifa, you know what? Do a second chafifa, go back to the mikveh again. So another, so even though we have a class of the malakulo, love yishal matir, go do another, go to the mikveh a second time. Therefore, will not be megal. Because you go to the mikveh again, come back to yourself. Go do chafifa, go do tefila. To go, yeah, chafifa, this is what you have to do. So it's not nechul, this is not, sounds like, even a natirchul gadol. Go to do tefillah's cable and go carry it, not nechul and tirchul. Sounds like this is not nechul get a tirchul. You might not be wanting to be doing it, but he's saying it's nechul get a tirchul. Oh, we'll get to that. We're going to do it. Even on Tabayla, go to Mekhla again. Well, that's the Nabi Machalik. The end of Master Shach has a tirif, but we have to define what tirif is going on. What tirif is? To comb your hair and to send them back to you to go walk? I don't know. So, I'm just saying this first. Does that mean this is on the page, right? Because Kishu Bunah Zabun is on the page. I said nothing so far. A third reason, also the Siddur Torah in the end of the Siman, the last couple of lines. He writes, well, there's a halacha by Pesach that you have a chiv to do bdikah b'chol. Now, what happened if you do the bdikah? Then there was an akva or a rat came and took. There were 10 piles, 9 piles of matzah, 1 of chomets. It took one of them and put into your house, and you're not sure if the chomets is inside your house. Not sure. Come along, the halacha is that if, or let's say, you vada 2 chomets, and you're not sure what's your house, somebody else's house, the halacha is you have to check your house. Check your house. Says the Palestinians, even if you did a bit already and it's only the Rabbanon, still you have to check your house. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa, the B'dikol there is only the Rabbanon. Should be a separate Rabbanon that came into your house. Why do we all be machmir for? Who says the comments inside your house? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that his terrace comes from the Magavram, the Beis Yosef, the Magen Mishnah. When the whole entire Tekhana was set up to check Mitzat Sofik, the whole Indian B'dikol's comments only check your house Mitzat Sofik. Therefore, since all the Kona was set up when the Mitzad Sofik, even when Sefer Rabbanon, also you'll still have to go check. Come along the Siddur Torah, says over here also, the whole Eon of Chatipa and Vedika, the Eon, the whole setup with Mitzad Sofik. Maybe you have a Chatipa, maybe you don't. Therefore, even if you make it into a case of the Rabbanon, the Mishan, the Machbid, or other cases, Sofik the Chatipa, the case of the Rabbanon, since the setup was Mitzad Sofik, you'll have no head of Sofik the Rabbanon, therefore you'll be Machmer by all cases by Sofik. No, depends on show you here, depends on, no, not that way. I don't have Machmer. What? So come to a third reason why it's Machmer, why? Because if a whole setup, according to Mishnah Berurah, is a setup Mitzad Sofik, you have to go check who it did. There's no class of Rabban Lekulo. The Yerushalayim, the Tariq says the same halacha over here, not according to Mishnah Berurah, according to earlier, because before the Mishnah Berurah. You did the, it's Ian, but you didn't do Chafifa. That's true. I mean, in this case, it will not apply. You're going in general, fully. It's not specific, talking about this case specifically. I'm asking. This is a third reason why you'll have to be machmir in cases where, by chassidim, when it's over the Rabbanon. A fourth reason they bring down, that they get involved in the shell of a gilgul deraisa, that every time before, you do chafifa, you have a chiv, bedika in the whole entire body, mitzad, there's a chiv deraisa, go do a ion. Now, you did an ion, you made it to the Rabbanon of only chafifa, or did ion of your body, and you didn't do on the whole entire body. He went from the Derech to the Rabbanon. So the Klalas, by example, you have a seven trefo. That's of a trefo. That was, got cooked on a pot. And now the pot's anybody doing. But went from the Derech to the Rabbanon. So the place came, start with the Derech. And the big Rabbanon is called a Gilgul. And the Klal of the Derech. And after Machmer, the Rabbanon will give a form of a Derech. A fifth reason why the place can say to be Machmer by a sub Rabbanon Machatzitzit is that there's a Mishnah Berurah saying Siman Yod or saying that Lotus Shvi'as Omer. The shell, do you do some of the Lachat Chilo if you have an other option around it? For example, the case you have tzitzis, you're not sure if it's kosher or possible. To walk out with him on Shabbos after carrying, or in the caramelist is a mutter, as it also says in Mishnah Berurah, according to Mog Avram, you should not do it. Why? Because you should not do it as the Rabbanon Lachat Chilo. It's not being Mevatel the Rabbanon Lachat Chilo. Or the case by Shvi'as Omer, don't count Shvi'as Omer by Ben Hashmoshes. He says, we hold Shvi'as according to Rabbanon, go to it. He says, no, we should not do Rabbanon Lachat Chilo. Also, and why is the way people Rambam explains? Because it's nichli gedem mevatel isul chatkila. You have an option, two different ways of doing it. Why to do the? Why be either the derabbanan when you have a way around it, a way out of it? Therefore, by lavs chatzitzit, go to the mikvah again. You have ways around it. Why get involved in getting doing derabbanan? Those are five problems a place can discuss. But every derabbanan by chatzitzit or by tefillah, by chafifa, again we have one problem. It's that chetka sister. A second problem is dov yish matirim. A third problem is the. That the whole tekanah was set up mitzad sofik, the fourth problem of Gilgal, and the fifth problem mitzad sofik rabban lishnat ulechatchila. Therefore, again, it's not that simple to be makel. So what's etikasha is the fact that we do know. There's a shach. Shach is a simple kutzad aches, according to Gimel, discussing with the Zayin, that is machlok of the Poiskim, about when do we say the inim chatzitzis, the gemon das tamach Zayin. Some people have a gear, so the hope that less of kalosa is only by tarot, not labailo. Therefore, lifla ba'ayin, kol shiba'ayin, or other cases, dam yavash glid, all these cases, come along, the Mushishonim would say that that's the tarot, not labailo. The machabal ma'is is machmer. Come along, the shach says, you can't be makel. Those are the words of the shach, why? He says, it's only chatzitza of a miyachin machmer, it's only derabonon, and therefore, derabonon, holochacha makel. The Mephorsha shach that says, he doesn't worry about these five problems, he says, we have a shayla exactly what to do. Mitzad chafif, all these cases, more than some of Zayin. Do we pass like it? Is it even a bailo dafko tara? It says a shach. What's a shayla? It's a miyachin machbet. It's only a miyad a machbet that's derabonim. Derabonim halacha chamekel. It's a mefurash a shach. It does not seem to bother you with these problems. Therefore, should be no problem. Now, is that true or not? So there's a Shvus Yaakov who also discusses this concept. Shvus Yaakov, the Minchas Yaakov. He says that the halacha is that a person that can be mekel. By a sovik if you have a miyat a makbid. Why? He says, because that's a klal, mean a makbid in the rabbanon, you can't be mekel. Now there's a pisket tshuva also in Simkum Sadeches, it's a Koran Terzayin. He brings down a zichor in Yosef that says that a person can't be mekel by miyat a makbid. It says the zichor in Yosef, I'll bring you right from the Shvus Yaakov. So Yaakov says you have a miyat that is a miyat makbid, only the rabbanon. Since the rabbanon suffer, you can't be makel. This is like the pesach tshuva, quoting a zichron Yosef. In fact, the pesach tshuva, what are you talking about? Cheskes Yisr. Again, we said we have five problems. And one of the pesach tshuva also quotes that by yamitad cheskes Yisr. How in the world can the zichron Yosef say, quoting the shvus Yaakov, that the ma'aser with a miyat a makbid, you can't be makel? Why? It's a suffik and no problem. Suffer the rabbanon kula. Therefore, the Pesach Tshuva ends off. Must be the Zichron Yaakov holds like the Pri Chodosh, that holds that the Cheskei Yisr will be makel, like your timing. And we don't hold that way. We hold Cheskei Yisr can be machmer. Therefore, comes out, you have to be machmer by all Cheskei Yisrs. That's kind of Pesach Tshuva. Now, Pesach Tshuva says the Zichron Yaakov calls the Shvus Yaakov, and he says he didn't have the Shvus Yaakov inside to see what he says. Now, first of all, there are two problems. First of all, the Shvus Yaakov passes like the Shach, but the verse Cheskei Yisr, the Meisr, you do not, sometimes one loses. Chatzitza ends up being machmer. That's one problem. A second problem is looking at Shvus Yaakov inside, which again, the Tshuva says not have. Says I'll bring you right to Shvus Yaakov. It's before Shishach. So the Tshuva says it can't be because the Shach says Chatzitza wins out. Says Shvus Yaakov, bring you right. What wins out? Chatzitza does not win out. The Sovik wins out. The right is the Shach. The Shach himself says again. The Shach in Sukkot Yom Gimel says you're not sure if you go to the Tyre or the Bailo. Which one's the Gemara going like? He says we'll say it's after the Bailo, after the Tyre. Why? Some go bonus, some don't look cool. So it's a steer over here. And so it's a best effective to the tyro. So again, we have one shach clearly that seems to say you have a cheskes iser versus sub drop on. What was that a sub drop on? Probably that way, but all cases. But the problem, by now you should know the numerous shachs don't seem to say that way. Again, we have one shach that says that we should go be makel. There's a second shach. The shach is discussing when you do not check. Your base of storm only, you not check your base of storm, what fell off, you checked afterwards. By the base of storm will be Mekel, Masha and Cain. By all other parts of your body, you'll be Machmer. You'll be Machmer. Now, he's saying a base of storm is a Miat. The rest of your body, also by Miat, he says you've not checked before and afterwards, you'll end up being Machmer. Why? So, will us be Mekel. This is how we have a Porsche shot, either Miat, they did not check beforehand. Maybe after you check, you not see it here. Maisa says, the shach, maybe it fell off afterwards. Maybe it fell off afterwards. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Let it be a sophic. Let it be a sophic. So this is the entire way we see the cloud of the bottom before the shach gets the machmer. Kuistira shach. What's one shach that says l'chumro? A second shach l'chumro. The shach says, let's say afterwards, mechabah says in tif. It says mechabah in tif chavav. Let's say a person, when he was oisik in the thing afterwards, he was oisik with it, and then he found the chatzit. Let's say again, he in the base of storm, he did not check beforehand. Afterwards, he ate something. Then he found something between his teeth. Says the mechabah, he can't be mekel. Why? Let's say the thing that ate caused it. So the shach, okay, achlamayis, okay, it's not the way, okay? The halacha is that since you found the chatzit between your teeth, maybe it was there before, maybe not, it's sosik. Ends up the shach, v'yesh lahach, v'yefi machmer. Says the Sittara, a second shach that says you have a sagda bon, yafi machmer. Says the Sittara, a third shach. The shach says, by case of you have to do a dof b'mayim. Does it help you doing a dof before? Doesn't it help you before? Machoit yishoynim. Ends of the shach. The shach says, his words are, v'oy v'kam the shach avad yafi machmer, that dof b'mayim before him. What you even will machmer by numerous things, simply by nida shloy min adin. So we have three shach that says, by sagda bon, yafi machmer. Machmer totally. Yeah, we have one shach that says, why is machab be machmel that the whole halacha of chatzit is even lataris not labaylo? I have mice maybe daf lataris not labaylo. So the way the Sittara answers, he says daf over there on Sif Zayin, the shach wants to be mekel. If you look among the Rishonim, it's really the Rashi is daf yochid. All the Rishonim mice are going to be mekel. The daf yochid over there Rashi, and that's why the shach etzem wants to be mekel in Sifroni Gimel. Otherwise, the klalus and Sittara. Marach. The end of the law is you have a sovereign upon him by chatzitis, yafi machmer. Yafi machmer, again, for these three, he quotes, they can three reasons, but there are five reasons, yafi machmer, all chatzitis. So let's take a case, practical case. One case, you're not sure if you checked your nails before or not. You're not sure if there's a tip underneath your nails. Come on, the Taz says, you're not sure if there's tits, you can't be mekel. So there's an entire yafi, that's the Taz of Shitofi. He holds a b'chadot, there's no, by chatzitis, sovereign upon him can be mekel. But Maisa, we do not hold like the Taz. We hold that by Cheskes Isser beats out the stuff up on him. Therefore, you have to be Machmer. And therefore, the Locha by Chatzitas had the swarm go, and before, if you're not sure if you have a Chatzit or not, of course, the Locha is even though stuff up on Yafi Machmer, you have Cheskes Isser, Sav Yishmatirim, the Gilgul, the Holta Kano beats out the Sophic, and also, before, you should not do a stuff up on Lachatilah. Therefore, the place can go be Ika by before, by all Chatzitas, you're not sure if you have a Chatzit or not, Yafi Machmer. Oh, so they don't accept in that case. Why? Because Maisa, first of all, the Shach ends off Yafi Machmer in Efsher. That's out. But over there, again, that's the way the Shach is being made, because Kamat, Rashi is Dalsi Ofen. With the Sophic in Echlam, be Machmer. It's not Sophic. Rashi is Dalsi Ofen. The Rosh has to be Chosh for it. But otherwise, Lutzim should be Teich Ayin. Chutz Ayin, everybody Yafi Machmer. What? You must still give every meat a Machmer. Sophic meat a Machmer. Meat a Machmer is a portion. Meat a Machmer is no problem. Oh.
And just in that case, which is
the topic,
all the
cases of the Israel. Oh, so this is the report right against what I said a couple of weeks ago. I want this. I would have answered that way. But I was looking around to see, I couldn't find who said it. It's a cash, I don't know how to answer that. He's saying, I'll push the time room. The report, the rise to it, I didn't see anyone say it over here. The whole look of the topic, the bottom, we massively stolen. By numerous cases, for example, Dosh Shematim is very clear. Dafku is some Suffolk in Metzias. What happened? For example, Suffolk, if you have a Chatzitz or not. I'm not sure if it looked a tip to Tachas Tipanayim. Suffolk in Metzias can be Machmer. Mashekin, and this Mashekin was a Suffolk, my colleague, that placekin, that one I could say to call Chatzka sister. We're not going after that. And why? Because the only reason why we're going to say go after Chatzka sister versus Chatzka Abonim is we're not sure which one wins that. Chazaka tells you to win out. Because Machlokes is a psak with a lochit, Chazaka is a lochit, does not beat out, not win it out. Machlokes is a poiskim, Machlokes is a poiskim, you have to go to call it a psak. Fine. No, they're just saying don't be too nervous, too worried. What you did before the chasis and the eating, everything grew out, don't start banning fakes afterwards. Real topic. The case of the shach is you found something in Shinai, not sure because you ate something, you didn't eat something, you didn't believe it before. Yeah, but you're solid with the menu. Now, the best. What? Most of the cases I mentioned so far were the cases that don't look like it's out of place. I know most cases are. I didn't have to make a list to figure out. It's not a case. I don't know. Now, Beth and the Sam, the Kash and the Taz, which will lead to another Kash, and the Taz is saying, again, you have Tafasi for Naim. The law is that if you make one, there's probably a fifth there. Now, again, we don't pass in that way, but let's stop with the Kash and the Taz. What happens to the double Shishma material? Just clean it and go back to the mikvah again. So I'm going to tell you, it's a terrible problem, right? The Taz is this cloud. But the Maestro, the Nadi over here says, that it's close to the case of double Shishma material, and therefore, before you have to go back to the mikvah, if it's subject to Chafif or not, do Chafif all over again, call me here all over again, spend the time all over again, and go back to the mikvah. Now, there's an obvious Kash over here, which Oilam always knows, the cloud double Shishma material. That also we learned in the Hilchos Nida, Sim Kupay Zayin, the more right, that you have a Svek cycle by a Makkah, therefore you can be Makkah and say you came, the Makkah came, someone who had a Makkah, that's Vade Moiti Dam, and it's not B'Shas Vet, the Lok is, you can be Makkah on the Makkah, where you have a Svek cycle. That's Ramah. In fact, the Pesachai Tshuva, the Nachla Svi, the Maestro, why is it a Svek cycle? We have a cloud that Dov Shish Lamatim beats out a Svek cycle. So let's be Makkah, let's her go to 5 and then 7 and go to the Mikvah, you have a way around it. Why in the world be making mitzvah sex seiko? We have double shishlam material. Go 12 days later to the mikvah and be mati yourself. Why be making mitzvah mako? That's why affects the physical tshuva. Oh, so regular kasha. That's called double shishlam material. So says the Noda Yehuda, physical tshuva being down. That's not called double shishlam material. Why? There's the ikkun is Rashi. Rashi just said is what the get of double shishlam material. The get is why the case in Gemara is you have an egg. That your nails on Yontif are mixing with 1,000 other eggs. You're not sure if you which egg it is, so let it be bottle. But to be right, the Gemara said no, feel the apple like bottle. Why? Because why eat it today, eat it tomorrow. Now this egg and these eggs you can eat only eat one time. You have a choice when to eat it, today or tomorrow. Today or tomorrow, so why eat today, eat tomorrow, says Rashi. Asher dechlan be'is, dechlan be'at, why eat today, eat tomorrow. Or even sabr based on all Yontif, one egg. You're not sure if it's nail Yontif or Arab Yontif. What's the lacha? Why eat it Yontif? Eat it tomorrow. Now, it says in the Yudol, let's say in a case where you can use it twice. For example, you're not sure something is mukhs or not. You can use something twice. You have option to use it twice. Why use it today, use it tomorrow? You know what I want to use today? I used it my instructions today. I was only using it today. But I'll use it tomorrow also, but I have a kli. I'm not sure if it's mukhs or not. So, tomorrow will be mukhs. That's very nice, but I want to use it today. Says the Nadi Yehuda, that's not the double shish for my team. Something I can use twice. I'm losing out my estamches. I can only do it one time. That's not the double shish for my team. That's the cloud that Nadi Yehuda says by Muksa, by and other places. The whole cloud of shish for my team. That's why achila can be done once. Cannot be done once. That's double shish for my team. But I said, "Daklam is daklam bad. Why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. Why today? If I don't do it today, I'll lose out. I'll take today." Based on this, says the Pesach Tshuva. Therefore, by a sex cycle, by a makor, why be Mekel Mitzah today? Let it go to Mikvah 12 days later. It's very simple. I want to Tashmish today. I want to do twice a week. I'm a Tamil Chacham, and I want to do it also twice next week. I'm losing out my Tashmish, my Isha. I'm losing out my Tashmish, my wife. So that's not Nichol together. Dov Shishlam Matirim. Nevada, Svek, and Nevada, you can be Mekel, Nevada, no problem. That's what the Pesach Tshuva says. Back to Olam. What does the Pesach Tshuva over here say? By us, he quotes, that Chafifa is Dov Shishlam Atirim. What's the big deal? Don't go to Chafifa for another hour and go to Mikvah. What do you mean? I want to Tashmish now, I want to Tashmish later. She wants to Tashmish, she doesn't want to do it. Why is it Nichol to get a Dov Shishlam Atirim? As I affect the Marsham. Marsham said, of course, there's Nadi Yehuda. Nadi Yehuda, you're telling me that what all you said of Dov Shishlam Atirim can only be used once. Achila can be done today, tomorrow. Fine, I'll do it tomorrow, not today. Something can be done twice. Well, that's not Nichol Dov Shishlam Atirim. Here also, Lakura can be done twice. I've Tashmish now, Tashmish 2 hours later. I'm losing out on it as I affect the Masham. Who are the terrorists? Well, you're going to have to answer. Is that.
An hour and 4 days.
Oh, so there are those who discuss the Echil between a Sham, what is a small amount of time, let's take on the Mikvah the next day. The other one discuss, what about a small amount of time? That's one Shiloh. Shiloh among the Dagger, tubing down the Shiloh in the Debido. What about a small amount of time? Is there a Echil between the two or not? It could be more than that. We're not getting around that Shiloh because it's very hard to what's small time. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. Tomorrow. Oh, so for the rise from this Magala also, right? I might take you a while to go do it. Oh, so yeah, Shalom, but where do you draw the line? So it could be even more than that. It's not the side of a small amount of time. The Maestro, she right now be yodah to be litzvah. Right now she's going to be table. She has to be basically in the action to be table. She has to do chafifa. She has to get to mikvah. She has to pay. She has to wear the line. She has to come home. It's all. And she's not like the zman is by 12 days. She has to wait till tomorrow. Till 12 days later. Or by muksa, she has to wait till tomorrow. She can't do anything right now. Right now it's not be yodah. Masha Inkin, right now it's Biyodai. Right now by a Golo or by Tfilas Kalim it's Biyodai. She just has to go do it, or he has to go do it, Tfilas or Golos Kalim. Send something that he can do right now, that's not, it's Nichol Nisad Rashi. Why eat a Beheter? What does that mean? Go Matu right now. If you have to wait, Mitzah, there's nothing you can do right now. I have to wait, Shabbos ends. Shabbos ends in 10 minutes, so what? I use 10 minutes or 1 hour? If you have to wait before I nearly use Motu, not that you say there's a small amount of time. You tell me the end of Shabbos, last hour, I don't want to wait. It's an hour, right? No, that's not Nichol Nigat. It's not the sort of waiting. The sort is that if you, right now you can be Isaac and I'm dealing with it, so why do a Be'isr? We can do a Be'isr. Go be Isaac and Maisachli, go be Matu. Mashenki 12 days, they have to wait. Mashenki, let's say the mikvah is closed, it also means it won't be Nichol Nigat of Yishu Matu. No, it's not waiting. Nothing Isaac in it. The Isaac process is not Nichol in the this Nadi Behuda. No, that's still the Isaac process. However, in the case of the mikvah is closed, and Islam will not be Nichol Nigat. According to Nadi Behuda, will not be Nichol of Yishu Matu. But there is one aspect at the end of the Kula that if Rishu brings down, there's a sort of a Sircha Nakat, which is, unfortunately, a lot of people know about it, that you're not sure exactly where you're holding in Kriya Shema. He said that Ksatim and your tongue and your mouth takes it to Luman Yerbu, the Gemara says, that if it takes it to Luman Yerbu, you know you're holding in Pashto Baha, you're not in Pashto Shema. Otherwise, if you're not, therefore, since that's the nature of how your body goes with the flow, they end up being in Luman Yerbu, the Maisi said, Vahim Shemaya. Okay, no, you can push one else, so you're not sure you're holding. So now your body bends down by Moedim, you know that's exactly where you're holding. Fine, where you clap, you know you're holding by Moedim, whatever, by Flachma. Fine, those are the Indian Sircha Nakat. You naturally go with the flow. Therefore, Kamal Gnadi Rudy wants to tighten the person, it's a Khafifa, and it goes naturally with the flow. Whatever you do, naturally with the flow, the Maisa is Mutter. That's it, Khafifa, what do you do? You comb your hair, that's what you do. Your Khafifa is that you do the process of washing and combing your hair. You're Isaac and Khafifa, Sircha Nakat, and if it wants to be Makel. Now, there is a shayla over here. Again, the Nadiru wants to make all the stuff, give the chafifa. Why is there chanaka? Your body does the maisa chafifa, and what chafifa is, you have no idea. No, when you walk home, you have no idea you get home. Your body takes you. You're natural. That's the way of life. That's how things go. Now, Be'ikad is my mokhmiz alokha, there chanaka is also a shakantaz in Simon Samakhtas by the case of Melicha. Isha is not sure if she salted a piece of meat, but she cashed it and she cooked it. She wants to know if she could eat it or not. The Shah Taz wants to make it. Why is there Chanukah? The derech of cashing is what you salted, not what you did salting. Maisi can be makel. That's what the Taz says. Come on, the Shach argues. He says, the whole thing you said of Sircha Nakat is when it's not a Tircha Meruba, right? You flow with the words, you walk home. That's natural things you do. Tircha Meruba like salting. The Maisa, you do not remember you did a Tircha Meruba, something very, an Eitzah Godel. The Maisa, that's not Nichol and Sircha Nakat. If that's so, look where the Shach would argue this Nadi Behuda on the Pesach Teshuvah. Pesach Teshuvah is saying that what? You're not sure if she combed the hair, did the Chaviva wash the hair? That's an Eitzah Godel Pashtus. It's not Tircha Godel, it's Eitzah Godel. No, it means what? She did not know she washed the hair and combed the hair. That's what it is, Eitzah Godel. It's all called the Shach Kaviyah Bayah. However, the Maisa, how to write the Nadi Behuda passing like the Taz is Aleph. Before just to answer the Taz, the way our Choshulchan answers over there, is that you won't tell me the Shach, so what's Eitzah Godel, the Maisa, she would remember a carrot. If it's Eitzah Godel, she would not be Mesubik if she did it. She would know she didn't do it. Our Choshulchan says, Mamash by carrot. If it's Eitzah Godel, not sure she did Melicho. I mean, not sure. If it's Eitzah Godel, you would know if he didn't do it. No, the different cases in the Taz, but the Taz wants to make in all cases. That's one case, but less. You're saying it's less of an Eitzah Godel. Eitzah Godel, the son of Eitzah Godel, coming here, of course, it's a long year to Eitzah Godel. Thank you, Mamish, long time. Alright, my sister shall live together. No, Ian's the right, he's with Chalakom. He was up on, that's the hell of Ian's the people. My sister comes out of Sam Malocha, if some of you just feel that, all the places say Avado, if you get one here sticking out in the soap, like that Avado, you're Machmer. Some of you did Ian, Avado, places say also Ian's the right, Avado, you're Machmer. Some of you did chafifa not, the Nadi Behuda wants to make home inside Tircha Nakat. that those who are mepakim to the shach, what Oid is answering a biyashim. Biyashim wants a tain to be machmer. Why? He wants a tain to buy a kalo or someone newly married. He wants to say there's no tzirch l'malkat. Buy chafikva. Why? She has no idea exactly what she's doing. And therefore, people afterwards who are married for a bunch of years, you want to say, you would say a loy plug, and therefore, you don't say the tzirch l'malkat. Chiddush, I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, just calling him and washing him. Ian is the right. Subic Ian is the right. Fine. The mice in the case. Fine. I can't sip is a lot. What exactly do you use yourself to wash your body with? Ian is not for people. The sip is exactly what to wash yourself with. And the Pashkim discussed which different types of detergent you can and can't use. The mice are our soaps. The words of the Shach is very clear. Zayif, mice is motor. You can't wash yourself with any soaps. The Pashkim say, the Sheva Levi writes, even as a reach tov, even as a good smell, you can also use it to wash yourself. The Pashkim they discuss about Foyulbash, maybe that'll be on Monday. But the mice are the reach tov, the mice the Pashkim say, allowed to use the soap also. What about using any shampoo? The mice is motor conditioner also. The Barakrain is also not a problem. He has two different reasons. One is the conditioner is because it's Eimer Mamoshes, because it's the Baalmo, there's Nachter Chatzito, or do you want to say Nichol Negedir of Noi, and not worse than Noi? Therefore, it should be Mutter. Either reason, the Rajman and the Rosh, they want to say conditioner, Lamaisa is no problem. Now, Lamaisa, why do you have to take off the Chatzil of the conditioner? What? Because a piece of straw would also be Chalik, but Lamaisa still, even if these two reasons, of course, not do the Chatzil. The mice of my coin, the Oscar Bignan Dula Chatkilo, again, I disagree with Tyra, but I would disagree with the course they should not use conditioner. Right, he's a Pitaro, but I didn't see it, but I of course, the Alokha should be that way. I'm not sure what I think Dula Chatkilo. Fine. Yeah, the conditioner, what's all, it's there, that's the whole point. It stays until it gives you a shine, it makes you up. What? No, even by Roy, when I'm still have the tattoo, right? Even by Mamish. You can touch it, even by Mamish. Nothing tangible, you feel it. What? 2-1. Yeah, we'll get the lot of later on the Simon. Fine, that's Sif Gimel, which Iker really is leading up to the next part of the Simon. Is aloha exactly when should a person do a chafifa? When's aloha? Now, based upon the Gemara, Benjamin Makhoik is Rashi in the Shiltas, the first itself of one shaila is, so a person missed Seder to watch the kids, mitzad chafifa could be choshel chathila for Rashi to chafifa during the day. Now, first to mention what the Svarim say, then what the people my Rebbeinu. First, it is very clear, Vosan says, and Moshe Ozmik down, so Maisa, if you need someone to watch the kids, and your wife's doing chafifa during the day, but have a question for Rashito, Maisa, you should go home and watch the kids, and that's what you should do. Maisa, yes, that's the right thing to do. No. They say, even though from your job, she's not going to get an oinus, therefore she can do chafifa at night, however, if it's learning, you should go home, and involves her, and says the job is nechon oinus, and learning is not nechon oinus, you should go home and watch the kids, so she can do chafifa. So, if you want to ask Chosh Mish, but you have to answer a diamond Chosh Mish, but that's equal to Chosh Mish, but now, fine. Now, that's all my thing he says. Second sheet to Agav of Rashi is not the way. It's better to chafifa at night. My disciple is like, it is your job. This is your job. The second sheet about Rashi. The third sheet is the Kodashani of Rashi brought to them Uitzat Atayra. The third sheet is it's better to do chafifa at night and not have your husband come home from cold. Yeah. No, so it means that the hour that you're home before night Seder, you should watch the kids for that hour. Echlami, you stop the night Seder, second Seder, I'm not sure. Fine, a third Shita is the Chodesh Ani. He says, depends if you have Chavrusa or not. You must sure Chavrusa, Chavrusa goes first. If you have no Chavrusa, you should go home. Fine, and not only that, he says, not that you learn by yourself, you go home and learn by yourself. If you learn by yourself, go home and vat limudai. That means, I'm not saying to learn either place. Like, if you have a Chavrusa, you should Chavrusa. Those are the three Shitas. Now, Van Hogel, but I'm Makal with my Rebbeim, is that we go home, different cases, whether it's have Chativ and Shabbat, but numerous times people ask, let's say your wife wants like to in your home when she comes back from the mikvah, whether it's missing second Seder or ninth Seder. Another, I'm a Kabbal, if your wife appreciates it, that's Nichol and Yechiv of Oina to show your Havah to her and you should be home. And if she tells you, I want you to be by ninth Seder, or I want you to be by second Seder, I don't want to be home, so say that, well, why be home? However, your wife wants to be home, even not to do chafi for her, not to do that law for her, but sad she appreciates it, that nichol l'chun again of oino, l'chun you should be home in the battle, that... So, no, there are times where she needs it, or she wants it, yeah, half between the two, she needs it, economy should be home also. The same thing. Now, fine, so it comes out again. So, Mavatl say to not, as far as I know, the Anhogas usually is, if you have to watch the kids, that's what the Anhogas seems to be again. Although the Aura, the Sheetahs, fine. Now, Maisa, what is the Aloha to do? Maisa, my Machlokes is based upon the Sugya, Rashi, and the Shiltas, Kidua. Rashi says the Aloha is the Ikka, the person should do Chatipa during the day and go to Tila at night. Why? Because the person is bold, because he wants to be very quickly, because the bias attachment, the bias of this explanation should be during the day, she's much more relaxed and calm, maybe she should do it during the day. Now that's very clear on the Shach Paskin. Now the Shach is a miracle here, what to do on Erev Shabbos, one Shabbos, we never want to get back to that. However, how Roy Pes can go, how Roy Vishonim goes, like the Shilta says, the Matzkon is, that the Ikka should be, the people should be done at night. Really depends how I learned Matzkon, the Gemara of Epshev, Loi Epshev, he said, Ikka should be at night, why? So he summoned the Chavipa to the Tfilo. That's his Shito. Now the minig kedua klaysel, minig kosher, minig yachol, different lashonos is that we do both. We start during the day and we end up at night, and then we go to the mikveh. We don't do lemaisa both. So it comes out we try to do Rashi and the shilters both. The gam again Rashi going to shas as the ikur, the shilters going to roy paiskim as the ikur, and therefore we end up doing both. We start during the day and we end off during the at night.
What are you talking about?
Stein the chatipo. Since we have an algo not to go to the mikvah with till 50 minutes after Shkia, you start whatever you want. But now, before Shkia,
are they cutting their nails or
are they start before, I mean, everything.
So Rashi is talking about the field of Kafifa. You're talking about the part of your hair, right?
Right. Any aspect you start, and that's for Hemshach, unless you're not going to divide it up, so let's take a new straight without stopping. You start anything, that's all the Maisa Chavi. You all start, you thought you were older than they, older than they, but Maisa, if you stop before Shkia, and you don't go to Mikvah until 50 minutes later, it's the Maisa, it's no problem. 50 minutes, 5 hours, going to Moshe, 40, 50. Okay, 25, so you start 20 minutes before, so whatever time you need. So it's a shell. So you mean if you just leave it during the day? And then so that's a shell. The Mark Twain said there's no point doing that, and others said there's no point. Yeah, I'm not sure. But so my said that's the Ikka Halacha. Now the place come out clear based upon the sharp exam first on the Amor the Marshal. Let's say you cannot suck a viva during the day mitzat sneas, and even Rashi is masking to do it at night. Now, in most cases where the shul was right near the mikvah, I guess it's common, and that and therefore mitzat sneas people will see Isha going to the mikvah to do a chaviva during the day mitzat sneas, they'll see you was nice. Now, most times you not do mitzat sneas, therefore they start chaviva night mitzat sneas, and chalam can start the chaviva night. The Agav, past tonight, that we won't pass the mikvah going tonight, say that because I heard the door all things, something come out of the mikvah. So I ran not to see the person. Two nights in a row, not much terrible. So, now, again, the Lachem Mitzat Sneas, the shocking example of Mod Marshal, is Maisa, that you cannot that you, because even going to Rashi, starts chafifa at night. The place came on most of other cases, as you say, for example, let's say you have big kids in the house, it's not doing chafifa during the day, they know what's going on, therefore the place can say, Echonami, do chafifa at night also. Why? Mitzad, they should not, the kids should not forget mitzad to sneeze. So any in of a sneeze that, or let's say, and therefore from Azama says, the minig in Kleisel, this my name, is to only do chafifa at night, not do it during the day. That's a minig in Zoligim, why is mitzad to sneeze? We are not, why? Because that's evil nichol negeda Rashi, because sometimes you do it during the day, your friends are around, or kids are around, or if you want to know exactly why you're not, I don't know why you're not, you're busy. Therefore, the Shema Zalman says, and Hogim is my name, is my only chalifa at night. But if you do not get involved, this problem is me. So Rashi should do what Shulchan Aruch says, meaning you offer, meaning kosher, and start during the day. No, if you have an option, you don't, there's a problem with sneeze. You should do whatever you do with sneeze. Again, my friend says that's meaningless. If you just see, it's just such a joke. Although there's one thing, not the way it matches. Show what exactly it is. You're just cutting nails and you didn't do anything, according to Rashi. You didn't get Rashi. That makes you, that you get Rashi, you're not bald anymore. Yesterday, I'll tell you no.
Just because, for example, best time for her to do a paper is, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's the kids are sleeping or whatever. So
she's
doing rather at night or
rather
early.
Well, so the different case, what's the order what a person should do? The best thing is, l'chadchilo, is that first, since the problem, the shulchan should be some of the mikvah, and according to Rashi, should be during the day, the best thing is go to the mikvah during the day and spend your time there and then go at night. That's the best thing. Mikvah, get an batya, they usually give you a choice to shower on batya, take the batya, sit there and do your chafifa, and then go to the mikvah at night. That's the best thing. The second thing you can do is, let's say you cannot go during the day, is go to the, again, you should do it by the mikvah, do a chafifa, but at night. But Moshe says, the person at night and does an hour of the what Marshal says, that also gets Rashi. The only time you said the Rashi should not be bold. So the second thing to do is, again, first thing, mikvah, and during the day, second thing is mikvah, and then at night, and spend an hour there. He says that's nichol negeda Rashi. He says nichol negeda Rashi. Of course, Pasha is better during the day, but it's nichol the concept of Rashi. Yeah, but the Shilta says you not be, have a hefsek in between, and before to get dressed and to drive, especially if you walk there or whatever, it takes time to get there. It's always better to be a some of the time. Therefore, to get the Shilta and Rashi, the Chush in the mikvah and spend an hour during the, and then during the day, Aleph. Second, the mikvah an hour a night. Third thing is, let's say you can't do that. For example, a lot of mikvahs, even in batyas, are too many noshim and not enough bathtubs, or you know, don't feel too comfortable there because either some places rush you up, which they always advise not to rush you up, or sometimes you just, it's not nice in batyas. So my third, the place can then what you do, the third level is do it during the day, and then do in the mikvah a little bit, do a shower, do a little bit, do you take a shower, massage yourself, comb yourself, and therefore that's the third option, third level. The fourth thing they say is that if you can't do it during the day in the batyah, either with the sneers or other reasons, then also do it at night in your house, and then do also a little bit in the mikvah. Those are basically the four levels, those are the basic levels. Now, they discuss how far back during the day can you do it. The way how the big down for the rain, the Sheva Levi, and others, they say within 3 hours is before the Chabifa will not be ma'akal, so we need to get them samach. The best thing of samach is as close as possible, number one. Second thing they say is a half hour, and third they go 3 hours. Those are the levels of the swarm bring down. Samach should be samach mamish, the shelters, as best as he can. Second, samach again, chance for a half hour. Then they bring down the rain of 3 hours. Otherwise, before that, you get into Shiloh, the Nichol together. Half hour, some of going to the
mikvah.
So before, the Nichol together, and according to Rashi, if you can't, Rashi together is, if you can't do the night, do that night also. So I can't be sure at night. So Chafim, the whole Chafim at night, spend an hour at night, and then it goes to mikvah at night. No, they have to be somewhat how close by to the mikvah. No. The weather place can go at night, the shots are there, at night you have to do it, you spend an hour. An hour is the earth, an hour is get him an hour. During the day, the swarm says you can give at least a half hour. The king will give them a little bit of an half hour. But let's say, time that if you have no hair, if you're shaving, and the place can say you don't really have to start during the day, you can do it at night, because that's really what takes time.
Then you get one
or 3 hours, and then you should have to do it at night. Definitely get a bonus, yeah. I should be definitely get a bonus. Now, let's say you're doing tefillah during the day because you're mocking of oinus, the 11 children a day and the 8th day, so Maisa, according to Rashi, you have to do the few of the night before, and so the place can bring down the Badashol coming down from the Reim, through Ravon. The Ravon says the Maisa, you do not have, it could be Samach even according to Rashi. Ravon's reason is because Kindu Tashmish during the day, if you're not bold, the Bada is mefaktik upon that, says not true, Tam Chokhm can do with the Bayit Op, can do with a Talis, or a regular person can do with the Bayit Opel. So the Sami answer is simply, the Halacha is that even if you go doing Tashmish during the day, Mokhmanis, you do Tashkil during the day, Mokhmanis, the Halacha Tashmish is offered. Once Tashmish is offered, not to be bold. The other point that Sam pointed out, also Kalachol, even in like a Chila, she can do Kavif at night, she is not bold. When I come to the Maisa Shach, which is the long Shach, we'll have to get back to negate when we get to different cases on the Yontif and on Shabbat, the Afkin Tad Chatifa. Just in the sign, 2 points. If one, first of all, as far as I know, we're learning the next sign in 2 weeks is Beker's Mezuzah. That's what came out. Now, Agam McVoice, I mentioned last time, not to negate. I deserve Petra that, because Maisa, when I said the Chaburah, the Aloha, of that a person by do tefillah kalim, you cannot put it inside the kli. Ma'aseh mefurash halacha not the way. Just correcting a mistake I said. The halacha mefurash the simur reish aleph tef tes. That the halacha is clearly that you can be tefillah inside the kli by tefillah kalim. And ma'aseh I said not the way. Ma'aseh is gedai to the husband of the just for that halacha itself. But ma'aseh the kashin that I ask before, what's the chilah between a person and a kli? Ma'aseh look in the rash itself. The rash is his kashin. That's why he argues the rivet. And that's why the Taz says ik is like the Rash. Maisa, we passing like the Rav and not the way. How to answer the Kash, I'm not sure, for it's a stereo. So my mokum for why a person cannot stand on the Kabul Tumor is why from Kalim inside the Kli, and Kalim itself will make. How to answer, I don't know, and the Rash is the Kash. Maisa, Loch is clear inside the Kli, the Maisa is Mutter. As Alan says, and Maisa seems to be finishing off the locks of needle here, stomach to time for a person that advised everybody in Kabur to take a Bechino, either the Naman Nechemio or the Rabbanus Bechino. Now, the Mechina on Nido. The Mechina does not include Mekvois, only goes until Mekvois, the Rapanut, and the Mechina does not either, right? Doesn't either include Mekvois. Therefore, we're finishing with Mekvois. It's something that every person here can do, either Zaman the Chemil. If you don't have any problems or questions, you can write to the Fesk and ask him with it. And even the Rapanut, you should try to register and take, and it should be no problem. But everyone has a high responsibility. It helps you out with Chazoro, gets you to clean it, and likewise, it also gives a poor cover to your parents and to your wife, and they feel accomplished, and they deserve it. Of course, they do deserve it. And my something everyone should look into, try to massage themselves right now, try to, by the end of this month, finish off the Zaman. Welcome.